Well, good morning. It is 9:31 a.m. on Monday, March 24th, 2025, here on the High Plains, the Rocky Mountain, east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. Mostly cloudy. There's a fair amount of sun coming through the clouds. So it's actually feels a little bit warmer than mid-40s. Yeah, where have I been? I've been away. Mentally, if nothing else, away. This is the first morning in a while, a couple of weeks, where it's not freezing, the wind isn't blowing 90 miles an hour. All right, 25 miles an hour. Wind chills in the teens and 20s. It's ridiculous. And then it would come off and be nice in the afternoon for about an hour. By then the day was shot. Or there were actually a couple of decent days where I had to spend it in the car. Dragging people around. Going to various appointments. Ah, well, gone. Days, gone. Can't do anything about them. I can only do something about today. Today, I'm walking. My legs are talking to me. They're saying, dude, what the hell? I'll be all right. It hasn't been that long. Doing good. Wake up down there, boys. There's a crow sailing around my head. Spring is looking like it's springing. It's not. It perhaps sprung in some places. I'm seeing some of these lawns have hints of green grass coming. I'm messing with the microphone. Sorry about that. Need to get a little slack in the cord because I keep turning my head and it keeps tugging. Anyway, little bits of green grass. It's not really grassy yet. I'm amazed at the number of crab apples that are on the ground here. They haven't rotted away. I suppose that just is a testament of how cold it's been. They froze before they could be reacquainted with the soil. Barking dogs. Oh, Jesus, barking dogs. Our neighbors have a dog that likes to start barking around 7:30, 8 o'clock. Talking to the kids, waiting for the bus. Talking to the other dog walkers. He sits on their front porch. His paws on the railing, barking at everything that moves on the street. All day long. Yeah. It doesn't bother me so much. It does bother the heck out of my wife. Because she really likes to sleep in until 9. The dog starts barking around 7. You can imagine how the intersection of those two things operates. If the phrase "not very well" comes to mind, then yeah, I think you've got it. Understated, perhaps, but you got it. So, yeah, my big plans for a 40-mile march. No, ain't happening. I get 10. This is what, the 24th? I got 6-7 days. I got a couple days in the month. I saw my first flowers of spring. Some miniature grape hyacinth. Just three little sprigs of it. unzip this a little bit. Unzip that a little bit. Yeah, that's better. The place that had gone pretty much to seed, where it once had been a beautiful garden spot and had gone to rack and ruin, seed, twigs, mechanical bits, has been cleaned up in the last, well, the last couple of weeks. It's been that long since I walked by it, I guess. It's been cleaned up, and they've got four or five rose bushes looking like they're just looking for a place to put them in the garden. They're still in their packaging, roots bound up and stuff. And a lot of the weed, the gardens have been weeded. The weeds are gone. There's clear spaces. There's irises. Green shoots of where the irises are shooting up. The crocus leaves are well established alongside the walk. It's looking good. It's looking good. The last months of spring should be kind to that garden. It looks terrific. Compared to what it was pretty sad. No, looks like there's hope. The air feels soft this morning. Guy's got the right idea. He's got big, classy looking rain barrels underneath all of his down spots. That's new. That's the place that was heavily redone. It had all the aspens in the backyard. They cut them all down, put in fir trees. Did a great job on landscape in the backyard. It looks terrific. I wonder if Good morning. I wonder if whoever had it sold it.
Oh,
I know. Finally.
Yeah, enjoy it while it lasts.
Yeah, I hear you. Haven't seen that lady before, but no wind. She was right about that. To be fair, March is usually a pretty blustery month. Blustery. did see some geese this morning. There were a couple of geese that were flying along, yakking away. It sounded like they were looking for somebody to follow. Late bloomers, maybe. Maybe they'll stay around all summer. We do have geese that hang here all summer long. I was sort of the impression that they were the geese that had flown south earlier in the year and now flying north. And then we have more geese who flew south for the winter, stopped here before flying back to the Arctic or something. A couple of joggers come in here. Some of the early. Intermediate wheat grass coming up. Tough there, tough deer. Morning. Good morning. So far, I haven't noticed any of the rye or any of the other plants, seeds that I've strewn around the backyard showing up yet. Although we're planning for garden this year, we're planning it. You want to find it, get ready, sit with me, one post. Well, kids planning it. I'm sort of offering, that looks nice, levels of advice, which they are finding to be a bit problematic. They're looking for something a little more concrete. It's like, okay, here's your plan for 4 square feet. You got 4 pea plants, half a dozen lettuce, half a dozen spinach, and then nasturtiums and stuff to keep the bugs away. And I'm like, yeah, okay, that'll work. Try it out, see how it works out. When you see how that actually produces, that'll be instructive. But it'll also help. I need to get one of those expensive raised bed things. I need to get it up so that I can get at it without breaking my old body. There's no reason not to have a raised bed be actually, you know, raised. God knows we've got enough loose twiggage and old boughs and stuff to throw in to fill up the bottom half. Which is actually a recognized gardening form, which I have forgotten. It has a name. It's a Scandinavian name, maybe. I don't know. I forget. Doesn't matter. So last night I finished Continue Online, the last book, book 5. It was a good series. It got me back reading again. I'm back up to 20 hours this week. Looking at the time used on my Kindle application and my phone, since that's the only place I read anymore. So I'm back up to 20 hours. A lot of it had to do with having it be an interesting and engaging series. Not that the other books weren't. It's just that I had other things. The books were too easy to put down, and so I put them down. I'm still breaking bread, baking bread. I have to go home and probably feed my starter. I don't need to bake today. I don't need to bake tomorrow, but I will probably have to bake the day after, which means I need to get my starter in shape because I want to try doing some sweet sourdough. That sounds funny, but I want to start doing some sourdough that doesn't have that unpleasant aftertaste that my tongue interprets as not as sour or as bitter, but as wrong. I don't have a better way to describe it. It's one of the difficulties of having my taste buds blasted by radiation for a year. All right, for 7 weeks, 5 days a week for 7 weeks. Is that they've come back a little bit. They've come back a little bit. They've come back from nothing to something. But sometimes the something is not pleasant. I don't know. On the plus side, I can eat Hunan chicken again. But on the minus side, all I feel is the heat. I don't actually get the Hunan flavoring anymore. A little bit. Still eat it. The snow peas taste good. Eat a lot of soup. If it isn't, there's either always chicken soup or beef stew in the fridge, always. Because when I make it I make a pot full and then eat it for lunch for a few days after. Did a chicken stir fry the other day. That was pretty good. I really need to find some more vegetables to put in the stir fry. You know, carrots and onions and mushrooms are good, but good morning. Nice looking bike. An Oma. A granny bike with a step through frame. That's really what I need. Trade in my Fuji on a grocery getter. If I dare trust my bones to a bicycle anymore, I don't know. Good question. Good morning. That guy has been taking a morning walk for as long as I've lived here. 30 years. I see he's finally graduated to earbuds from the big earmuffs with an antenna that he used to have. I assume it was some sort of portable radio because it was barely internet days then. city apparently put a big pile of mulch here on this park. Got one of the workers now with a shovel picking it up, loading it into the back of a pickup truck. I'm not sure what that's about. Probably moving it where it needs to be. Someplace where a dump truck couldn't get, probably. Oh, it's mulch for the trees. Yeah. This big cottonwood has been mulched, and the bigger crab apples have been mulched. Looks good. Looks real good. You can hear the dog. I'm sure you can hear the dog. Woof, woof. Arf, arf. <sighs> 7 o'clock. It'll be like that until 7 o'clock tonight. Ah, well. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll make it 2 in a row and talk to you tomorrow.